try and give them something else, you know? They're like, oh, like, I know you want that, but here's this instead, you know? You know what you have to do, just do what you have to do to get there. And part of that is just being honest with yourself and be willing to put in the work for it.
Hey, what is up? Welcome to the Pre-PT Grind podcast, where we help you get into physical therapy school without wasting time or money. Our goal with these episodes is to give you clarity, confidence, and control over your ability to get into your dream schools as a future physical therapist. So if that's you, you are on the right podcast. And if you enjoyed this episode and other episodes, be sure to share them out with other friends, other pre-PT friends who you believe would value every single episode. We're here to help you get one step closer to your dream. And before we start this episode, we want to give you access to some of our best resources to help you get accepted into PT school despite having low GPAs, previous rejections, GRE struggles, and more. So go to www.ptschoolacceptance.com and we will take care of you from there. Have a blast listening to this particular episode. And if you enjoy it, be sure to share it out with other friends who you believe would value it as well. Hey, what's up, y'all? How you guys doing? Hope you're having an absolutely amazing, amazing evening. Welcome once again to another episode of the Pre-PT Inspire series. This is episode 82. What we do on this series is we bring in different students that we have coached who have gotten into PT school, and they come on here and share their stories, the good, the bad, the ugly. And the reason why we do it is to inspire you. So that's why it's called the Pre-PT Inspire series. And it's meant to talk about areas of the application process, the maybe past rejections, students that have been on here that have had low GPAs, all the different obstacles that we face as pre-PTs. We're bringing in different students so you can hear from them how they dealt with it, right? Because for a lot of us, the internal doubts that we have as students, as pre-PTs, as we're working our tail off to become physical therapists or working our tail off to get into PT school, those are the ones that get in the way. So that's why we were like, you know what? Like, instead of teaching you about it, instead of, we do a lot of teaching on all of our other content, let's have something where weekly we can bring in different guests who were once pre-PTs like yourself, who can share with you what they did, how they dealt with it, how they battled those moments of second guessing themselves. And that's it. So let me bring our guest for today on. See if this works out well. And for everybody else that's watching this live, can y'all let me know in the chat if you guys can hear me? Say I can hear you in the chat if y'all can hear me. Carlos.
What's up? How you doing?
Hey, man, I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Pretty good, thank you.
I'm glad to hear that, man. Super, super excited for today, man. I know that you and I have been talking about this interview for a few months now.
A little bit, yeah.
So I'm excited to just talk about your entire journey as a pre-PT, obviously in getting into physical therapy school and some of the challenges that you faced. For everyone else, real quick, before we continue, can y'all just give us a thumbs up or click the heart button there or say we can hear you in the chat if you guys can hear us well. We want to make sure that the sound is coming off very clearly because after this, we are actually going to turn this into a podcast episode and a few other things like that. So I just want to make sure that y'all can hear this because it's for you guys. It's not for Carlos. It's not for me. Carlos has already gotten into PT school. I'm already a physical therapist. This is for you guys to help you guys along your journey. So I'm seeing some hearts. Perfect. Perfect. Marco said we're good to go. All right. Excellent. Excellent. So this is what we're going to do. So how many of you have never been here or have never listened to the Pre-PT Inspire series before? Say never in the chat below if you've never listened to any of the Pre-PT Inspires episodes. And if you have, if you have listened to some in the past, say I've listened to some in the past. Let us know in the chat. I just want to know who we're dealing with tonight, who we're serving tonight. Because if you have not been on here before, this is going to be about 30 minutes of us just doing a deep dive into Carlos's journey so that y'all can basically take his experience and say, wait a minute, if Carlos could do that, then I could do it too, right? And so that's the feeling that we want you guys to have after this is done. So and then we do this most Tuesdays. So after we like after tonight's episode, we have another one scheduled for next week. We have another one scheduled for the week after that. So keep an eye out for the future episodes. It's most weeks. So Carlos, let's start from the top though, man. Let's begin with your reason for choosing physical therapy. Why did you choose to pursue physical therapy from the jump?
So going into college, like I knew I wanted to get into healthcare. I just didn't know what I wanted to do exactly. I know going in, like I was chasing med school just because that's what I heard, where the money was. Like everybody else always talked about like, oh, like go be a surgeon, like go be a doctor. Like they're the ones that deal with the patients and stuff like that. But part of like digging in a little bit deeper, because I didn't want to just jump into a career and be stuck with it for forever. I realized that that was not the route for me. It felt like more of a business than anything else. And I don't know, like I wanted to be able to build relationships with patients and see them over a long term rather than just, hey, like here's this prescription or whatever, or here's this surgery, like let's go from there. Yeah, it was just a bunch of trial and error of different things. And eventually I ended on PT.
I love it. I love it. So a big part for you was the level of relationship you would have with your future patients, the amount of time you'd be able to spend with them. And basically what you did was say, you know what, like this is how I want to serve people. So let me just kind of see what's out there. And PT just ended up being the one that aligned the most with how you wanted to treat your patients. Yeah. Is that pretty spot on?
Exactly. Yeah. That's a better way of putting it. Yeah.
So can I kind of dig a little bit? Cause
yeah, hey, go for it.
What else? Because I like one could argue that you could have the same amount of time as a personal trainer. One could argue that there's other spaces where you could, you know, like still have that same, like whether it's one-on-one, whether it's the experience of being able to serve someone very, very closely. Like there's other spaces that one could be like, you know what, like, you could have done that with other spaces. If someone were to challenge you with that, what would you say really kind of pulled you in? Because what you just shared was like, hey, like I knew how I wanted to serve people. So I started looking for other careers that basically did that. And PT was basically it. What else really allowed you to say, you know what, like PT is really, really it. And the reason why I'm even asking that question is because we have a lot of students that listen to Pre-PT Grind or the Pre-PT Grind podcast or whatnot that reach out to us asking questions about how to know whether PT is their calling or not. And so they're interested in physical therapy, but they're not sure if this is what they want to do. So what else about the profession pulls you in so that you were like, hey, whatever I need to do to make this dream happen, I'm going to do. What are other things that drew you in?
Yeah, so I think a big part of it was just like exercise, but you were saying that could be like personal training or other careers as well. But I think the big part right off the bat was just job security. Like I didn't want to have to deal with trying to find like the right clients or work with like local gyms and stuff like that. I knew that like if there was ever like a big stress, like financially or anything, like usually personal trainers or gym memberships are the first things out the window. And for PT, like that wasn't as much of an issue. Also, I wanted to be more of a professional because personal training, like the certificate, like it's not that hard to get. Like it's a hard test, but you don't have to go through much schooling and a lot of the certifications that are out there, like sometimes you can't even trust them. So I wanted something that had been tested. Like people would respect you as a professional in it. And I wanted to know what I was doing too, because I didn't want to just spend 2 weeks on a certificate and then hurt like my future clients or something like that. Like I wanted people to know what I was talking about and yeah, just be able to trust myself.
I respect it. I was just curious. So number one, the amount of time you spend with your future patients, you're like, hey, if I want a profession where I can spend a lot of time with my people, right? And make sure they're well taken care of, whether it's, you know, their physical injury, whether it's, you know, obviously when you're spending time with someone, they're also telling you all their other stuff that's going on. So just being able to be there for them, so that's one. What I also heard in your answer is, basically, I wanted to really, really understand the human body well. So if I was going to serve people, I wanted to go as far as I possibly could education-wise to really, really know, you know, like what was actually going on. Like you don't want to be able to – I mean, and the cool thing about being a PT is the fact that you're always learning, right? So
exactly.
Like, you wanted to basically push yourself in terms of like how well you knew, you know, what was going on, and even how much you were willing to push even afterwards. So and then obviously you mentioned job security and all that stuff, and we're not going to dive into all those areas, but I just want you to kind of like, I just want other students to hear what you're saying, just because they might be in a position where they're just trying to choose. And I think just hearing from other pre-PTs or other PT students right. now just helps and be like, oh, like what else drew other people in, so that I can kind of be, you know, reflective, right? And just because that's Carlos's answer, y'all, does not mean it has to be yours. Just be sure why y'all are doing it. And the reason why I even asked that question first is because getting into school is not easy. The reason why we even do this series is because it's not easy, right? Being a physical therapist is not easy. Like, can y'all just say that in the comments real quick? Say it's not easy. I just want us to get that, you know, over with. The cool thing, though, is that just because it's not easy doesn't mean it's impossible, right? And that's usually where we all kind of, you know, start battling these inner fears, right? And so that's really why we're doing this series. But it's not easy, right? So you want to know that this is exactly what you're being called to do, because that's the only way you're going to be able to battle through the moments where you're like, oh, man, like, I don't know if I'm good enough. I don't know if I'm going to be able to, you know, get into a program and all the other stuff. So just remember, like, it's not easy, but it's super, super possible. So let's switch gears then. So you knew you wanted to be a physical therapist. You had done your research. You had gone through the entire process. Right. Then came the journey. Now you were like, hey, I'm on this path to become a physical therapist. I can see it on the other end of this, you know, of this road, right? What were the biggest struggles? What were the biggest fears? What were the biggest obstacles that you faced? Because I feel like this question is what makes this series special. Because a lot of times when we get into PT school, it's very easy to share the good stuff. It's very easy to be like, you got it. If I could do it, you could do it too, which is great. But we forget to share the part that we really, really struggled with. And I think for the students that are in those moments where they're struggling, that's what, like, gets them to realize, oh my goodness, I'm not alone. Like, I'm not the only one battling that, you know, currently. So what were your biggest obstacles?
So I think my biggest thing was just like anxiety and like just fear of letting everybody else down around me. I knew that I could make a good physical therapist. I just didn't know how to like get like schools and other things to notice that, because it's a good way to put it. Like, even though I know that I could do well, like, I didn't know how to, like, show that on paper, you know? And I don't want to be like, oh, like, I just deserve to be a physical therapist. Let me in, like, without going through, like, the hoops and everything. But, yeah, the biggest thing was just anxiety, not knowing how to make myself look good on paper.
Oh. How many of y'all can relate with that? Say me in the chat below if y'all can relate that. You know, obviously, we're gonna dive in. Like, when we're on this series, the reason why I even ask these extra questions is because, like I want students to just understand that they're not the only one, right? I think that's the underlying message, right? But when you talk about like letting other people down, like that's a big one, right? Where we're like, hey, like, am I gonna let my parents down? Am I gonna let family members down? And then of course, not feeling like we're good enough, right? As applicants, So talk to me about the first one, though. Break down the fear of letting other people down. Who were you afraid to let down? How did that kind of play out in your mind? Because that's one that a lot of us struggle with.
Yeah, my family, for sure. My mom is a big one. My brother, my stepdad, just everybody that helped me, like, along the way. I'm the oldest in my family, and, like, nobody else had been to school before. So, like, I was kind of just figuring out everything out, like, on my own, like, as I went, and I don't know, like, everybody had always, like, believed me, like, they'd always told me, like, oh, you can be whatever you want when you grow up, like, I never didn't feel supported growing up, and, like, because of all that, like, I didn't want to get so far and have all the support and then just have it turn into nothing, so that was probably the biggest thing, but.
Whoa, listen, for those of y'all that are here live right now listening to this, you know that little heart button there, for those of y'all that feel pressure from outside, whether it's and I should be hearting it up right now, like, because that's a lot of us right there, like have y'all been feeling that? Have some of y'all been experiencing that? Whether it's the external pressure of You know, maybe it's expectations. Maybe it's, you know, Carlos, you just mentioned you're the oldest, correct? So, yes. So it's obviously the pressures of being a, you know, a trailblazer, right? You know, obviously for some of you guys, it might be the fact that you're the first to go to college. It might be the fact that, you know, nobody else has been on the path that you're on. Like that creates a lot of pressure. And so, how did you deal with that? What did you do to kind of, you know, navigate through that? Cause that's I feel like sometimes I still battle that in some ways. Right. So what were ways that you were able to maneuver through that?
Honestly, just being honest with myself and honest with the people around me, just letting them know where I was at. Wow. With that, honestly, I think there's nothing to it, but to do it, you know, you kind of just have to go through it. There's nothing really that people can say that'll make you feel better about it. You kind of just have to go through the process and trust yourself along the way.
Got it.
Trust that everything is going to work out in the end.
But, you got it. Wow. Were there other challenges that you had as a student?
I think so. I mean, everybody goes through challenges. Like, it's not, everybody would love to say this, a downhill battle. Like, everything is easy. It's a straight shot, linear pathway.
Yeah.
That's not how it works. I'm trying to think. Pandemic was one. Everything kind of got slowed down. I had no observation hours. I think like 3 months before applying is when I got like all of my hours. Didn't have any like PTs that I could ask for a letter of rec. Trying to think. I had to retake a few classes. Just normal stuff. I don't know.
Wow. Okay. So just a lot of things that were just unpredictable. Obviously the pandemic, you know, obviously having last minute stuff that you needed to take
right
before, you know, submitting your application. And then a lot of the internal fears that you just kind of share with us. So did I kind of summarize that pretty well?
I think that's a good way to put it. Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Well, y'all, that's why we're talking about this, because if you're experiencing that, just understand that those things are not stopping you from getting to the next stage of getting into PT school, but they're also like realizing they're experienced by a lot of other students out there that have been able to get to everywhere that y'all are trying to get to. So you ended up joining our coaching program, the acceptance system. What was it that led you to like search for help and guidance, or maybe a community? What were you looking for when you joined that program? And then how did it help you when you joined it?
Yeah, so I had no idea what I was doing when it came to applying. I had looked at it, and some of it made sense. I probably could have gotten through it, but I didn't have anybody to ask like questions for. And for this, like applying is expensive and everything, and I didn't want to apply and just kind of shoot in the dark and hope for the best. I had gone to my advisors, but they weren't a lot of help, which I'm sure a lot of people can relate to. Most advisors, they never apply to PT school. Like, there's a reason they're not PTs, you know? But I don't know. I did some Google searching. I found you guys, and it was exactly what I needed. Like, it had every answer and more that I was looking for. So, really glad I found it.
Well, I'm glad you found us as well. What, outside of, so you mentioned that, you know, obviously a lot of the answers that you were looking for and the guidance that you were looking for was in there. How else did it help you? So what other ways did you feel like specific to kind of what you were dealing with as a student? What other ways did it guide you or help you, maybe whether it's confident, like whatever you felt you needed at that time, how else did the program help you in that process before getting your acceptance letter?
Yeah. So aside from everything being walked through step by step, there's also that support group. You guys were always there if we needed you. It really just helped me be able to apply. I think one of the videos, it's like how to apply your stats to like where you're looking at and how to match like schools so you're not just shooting in the dark. That was really helpful. Being able to look at my GPA and then compare it to like where it could be was another big step, because I knew what I needed to do to change it instead of just, I don't know, not like compensating for other things.
You got it.
You know,
you got
just
it.
Giving schools what they actually wanted.
You got it. Yeah. Just basically not guessing. Right?
Like, yeah, exactly.
You know, just eliminating as much. It's life, right? So you can only control what you can control. But within those things, saying, okay, like how can I use the things that I can control to not guess at all, so that I'm not wasting time and energy and money and all those different things. So is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect. I love it. Real quick, because I do want us to kind of shift gears into the day that you got your acceptance letter, because what you've shared with us so far, for those of y'all that are joining us right now, this is episode 82 of the Pre-PT Inspire series, where we've been bringing in different students that we've coached all the way through their acceptance letters, and they've shared over the past 81, and including today's episode with Carlos, these are just different stories, and the idea is to have you see yourself in one of them. And as you're listening to these stories, you know, the hope is that you will be able to have this one feeling. And this one feeling is, wait a minute, if these students could do it, then maybe I can too, right? And the reason why I'm saying that is because we are showing you the good and the bad, right? And I think a lot of times we feel like we're the only ones. We feel like we're on an island as students and we're the only ones struggling with those obstacles. And so we just want you to hear what these students went through, step, because this is real life. Like, whether it's doubt, second guessing themselves, whether it's being a first generation, like first student in college, first student in PT school, just not having the right support system around them. I just want y'all to realize that that is experienced by a lot of students, but that does not have to be what stops you from realizing your dream and getting into PT school. So that's what this episode has been about. And before we switch gears into talking about the day you got accepted into PT school, figuring out that physical therapy was what you wanted to do, kind of filtering through all the different professions, then having the internal battles and the expectations that you were kind of facing, and fears of letting your family down, and all the layers that you just shared with us, to ultimately like working your way through that, putting yourself around the right community, getting all your questions answered within the acceptance system. Then you get your first acceptance letter. How did that happen? Walk us through that day. What was that experience, so that the students that have not been accepted yet can live vicariously through you? So talk to us about that day, and then I have one last question for you after that.
Okay. Yeah, so it had been about a month since I had interviewed for the school. I ended up applying to 3 schools at that point. I hadn't received interviews yet from any of the other 2. This was the only one that I had been through. First choice, and I was getting ready for work. I think I had like 5 minutes till I was like late. Like, I needed to be out the door, and my phone started buzzing. I looked at it, and like right at the top it said Northern Arizona University, and like right there, like I knew that I was in. They're not gonna call me to say like, hey, you didn't make it. So I remember I answered the call. My mom was standing like right at the door. She was just like watching me. She's like, who's calling you? And I had to like turn around, because like she started crying, like she knew that I was in, and I was trying not to cry, so I couldn't look at her. The clinical director probably thought that I was an idiot when I answered, but it was fun, you know. She told me that I was in. I got to share that moment with my mom, and off to work. But
wow. What did that moment mean to you?
It just felt like relief. Everything that I had done actually resulted in what I wanted, so I didn't have that stress. And even if I didn't get invited to the interviews for the other schools, like, I knew that that's where I wanted to be. So it didn't really matter at that point.
Wow. Wow, man. That's where we all want to be. Yeah. Right. And for those of y'all that are listening right now, just ask yourself, what would that day mean to you? And then once you've established that, ask yourself again, another question, what am I willing to do to make sure that that happens? What am I willing to do to make sure that I don't quit? You know, all the different things that get in our ways. Because I think sometimes we lose sight of that. And if you're always clear on where you're headed, then you're not going to, you know, you won't fluff anything, right? Like, you'll be able to kind of meet what's in front of you. You'll be able to look at all your problems and say, okay, like, instead of working around them, how can I just look at them head on and figure out how to solve them? How can I find someone that can help me fix this, right? And so, man, thank you so much for sharing that, Carlos. What would you say? Because this is the way I like to end these episodes. For the students that are a year out, several months out, that are still working hard towards getting that acceptance letter, what are some words of wisdom based off of everything that you've experienced? What are some words of wisdom that you would say to them, or you would have valued hearing when you were in their shoes?
Yeah, I think being honest with yourself and just trusting yourself is probably the biggest piece of info that I could give. And don't try and overcompensate with like extra curriculars or anything like that to try and get into school, you know, like don't try and make up for what you don't have. the requirements are requirements for a reason. Like, schools know what they're looking for. Like, don't try and give them something else, you know? They're like, oh, like, I know you want that, but here's this instead, you know? You know what you have to do. Just do what you have to do to get there. And part of that is just being honest with yourself and be willing to put in the work for it.
That's probably the most practical wisdom you guys will ever hear. Schools have been in this game for a lot longer than any of us. And so they know what they're looking for, and they've seen it all. So you're never going to pull a fast one on a school. And so with that being said, that might suck to hear, because it's like, man, I don't want to have to retake this. I don't want to, you know, do that. I'd rather get more observation hours than retake the three prerequisites that I know I probably
should. Yep.
and what Carlos just told you guys is the most practical wisdom that I hope you all heard it, or you might have heard it, but I hope y'all like internalized it. Another way of saying it is go through it, not around it. Right. Stop looking for all the shortcuts, because that's usually like whenever Carlos, I'll say this, like whenever I'd say probably like 50% of the students that we work with that have been rejected multiple years in a row. Not all of them. There's some that just did everything they possibly could and just didn't know what to do next. Right. But for many of them, it was the fact that they were spending most of their energy going around it. So they were like, okay, well, I don't want to, you know, I struggle with blank or the GRE or standardized exams or, you know, or I don't want to retake the classes or, you know, and they're trying to find other ways to be an attractive applicant, hoping that the schools will notice something different. It's like, no, the schools want what they want. And the question is, am I willing to control what I can to give them that? Am I picking the right schools that will allow what I have to actually shine? And am I willing to actually do the hard thing and basically like go through whatever that is? If that's learning how to study better, if that's learning how to, you know, take standardized exams, if that's getting help, whatever that is, am I willing to actually like embrace that? And when that happens, you completely shift the odds into your favor. And so you just have to be real with yourself. Just like Carl said, like, be honest with yourself. And if you're not doing that, then ask yourself, am I willing to basically risk not getting accepted simply because I wasn't willing to go through it? So y'all, that was most practical, real solid wisdom that anyone could ever provide for you. And most people probably haven't told you that. So I hope that y'all heard that. I hope you internalized it. And Carlos, thank you so much for your time. Anything else that you want to share with the students before we wrap it up?
Not that I could think of. Thank you for having me.
But... Anytime, man. Anytime. This is always a pleasure, even for me, because it's a reminder of, you know, what it takes on, you know, for any of us. And all the things that you shared tonight are the same at every stage of life. I think we talk about this stuff around getting into PT school, but it's the same stuff. If you want to be successful as a physical therapist or just in life, like, you just have to go through it. Don't BS. Just literally, like, be honest with yourself. Put yourself around the right people. It's all the same principles. I think we just sometimes just overcomplicate it more than we should. Yeah. And so I hope that the listeners really, really heard that. And for those of y'all that are listening that are like, hey, I want to hear from more students, go to rejectedtoaccepted.com. We're on the 27th of this month of February. We're going to be having a panel with several of our students who all got rejected to multiple schools and later got accepted. And you get to hear what they did differently to get into PT school, and some of them into 3+ programs after switching a few things. So if you want to learn that, go to rejectedtoaccepted.com. And real quick, Carlos, if students want to ask you more questions, if students want to figure any, just, you know, whether it's hear a little bit more about your story or whatever it is, how can they reach you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so my Instagram is Carlos_517. That's probably the easiest way to get a hold of me. But
Perfect.
Yeah.
I love it. That's it. Hope y'all were inspired. And if this helped you, number one, go to rejectedtoaccepted.com. Number two, show up here on every Tuesday. Well, most Tuesdays. So some Tuesdays we don't do it, but most Tuesdays we're right here So show up here on Instagram Live, and we will serve you, and you'll hear a different story every single time. So be inspired. Have an amazing rest of your evening. Have a phenomenal rest of your week. Carlos, thank you so much for your time.
Appreciate y'all's time.
Bye, guys.
What is up, guys? You've been listening to the Pre-PT Grind podcast, where we don't just help you get into PT school, but our mission is to make you the best physical therapist you can possibly be. And I have a quick question for you. Did you enjoy this episode? And if you did, I want to ask a huge favor. See, the biggest thing that helps this podcast grow and that will spread our message of helping pre-PTs get into physical therapy school without wasting time and money is if you rate, review, and subscribe to the Pre-PT Grind podcast. What this basically does is tell the platforms out there that we're on is that you like our stuff, that we're doing something right, and that we're bringing value to you all, our audience. So if you could take about 3 seconds out of your day to rate, review, and subscribe to the Pre-PT Grind podcast and tell your friends about Pre-PT Grind, we would be forever, forever grateful to all of you. So thank you again for listening to another episode of the Pre-PT Grind podcast. We will see you on the next one.